Star 88.3. This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Woo! Are we going to have fun today? As you know, we're pumping this up big time. Winter Jam coming up Thursday, February 15th at the Coliseum. So many incredible artists there. This one, so many people love, and it seems like lately I've heard more of us even talking about it. It's like, man, we love Crowder. Crowder's so amazing. We're going to talk for a few minutes. Mr. David Crowder, my friend, how are you? What's a good word?
I am doing fantastic. So wonderful to talk to you. We're wound up. We need to get there quickly. We are pumped.
We want you here for sure. You're just starting the tour with Winter Jam. Yep. What's the feeling so far?
Okay, well, check this out. So the first weekend we've got under our belts, and in the first weekend, over 3,000 people texted in that they had made a profession of faith in Jesus for the first time. That's crazy.
Yes,
right?
Go God.
That's worth being on the road right there. That's worth all the work.
And it is.
That's it, man. So we're wound up. That first weekend was stellar.
That's so incredible. Well, it's going to be stellar here also. And I know the whole tour is because you've got incredible people with you. You've got Kane and Katie Nicole and New Song. And you got Lecrae, of course. He was just with us with a concert this past summer. So we're excited to have you guys come. And tell me, what's your new inspiration? It's 2024. What feels new in your life? What God is doing?
Well, I am right in the thick of writing and putting an album together. So, and it's one of my favorite, you know, there's the touring aspect of things, and then there's the recording aspect of things. But the writing part is, I just love it so much because your antenna has to be up. And so I've been loving what God's been breathing through, you know, what's been happening in my life, as well as like getting in the room with some of these folks that I just really admire and like being around. We've come up with some really fun stuff. So
I can't wait.
I don't know when we're going to drop the album exactly, but it's coming soon. I can't wait for people to hear it. It's so much fun.
Do you ever hit a roadblock? Because it just seems like your creativity and your songs, I hate to use a word loosely, but anointed and inspiring all at the same time. You get people pumped up. Does it come easy for you? Do you feel like the Lord's just really leading you, or do you tarry over it?
You know, I think it comes in seasons for me, and I've never really, you know, worried, like, if there's something God wants to say to me, he'll speak when he needs to speak, you know?
Yes.
I just need to be open-handed with it, and sometimes he'll put stuff in, sometimes he'll take stuff out, and as songwriting goes, it's the same kind of thing, you know? I think if you're just open and got your antennas up, man, when it starts happening. It's a flood of music right now. I don't know where we're going to put it all.
How exciting that is, though. I mean, to have more than you think you need is really amazing. Speak to that person, David, that says, I'm trying to see what God wants for me. What do I do next? What would you encourage them with? Because they're trying to find their next chapter in their life.
For me, crazy thing is, you know, when I'm looking around trying to figure out where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing? It gets really confusing. Usually there's just light enough for the next step. And if you're just concentrating on where does he have you right now, who's in front of you, love them well, give yourself fully to what the position and the place that he's given you in this moment. That's usually when things get good for me. When I start looking up, it gets a little confusing. Comparison starts happening. All the bad stuff is happening when you look up, I think. And so I keep my head down, and there's usually light enough for the next step, and I take it, and sure enough, there's light enough for the next step. And that's kind of my approach to it.
Well, I think it's good, because when we're just following Jesus and not trying to figure it all out on our own, he's got the answer. He is our source. And so that works, and it's worked for you for sure. We've been so blessed. Don't stop writing. Don't stop doing music, because we love you and appreciate what you're doing. So invite someone to Winter Jam February 15th. Would you do that?
You better come. If you don't miss Fort Wayne, Indiana. Come on. I mean, it is a wonderful night. As you mentioned, everybody, it's action-packed for sure. There's something for everybody. I mean, for $15.
You
can't get a Big Mac for that anymore.
Right.
I think there's 16 now. I don't know.
That's right. The Happy Meal's not so happy anymore.
No. It's a lot for a little. But then the best part is, if you're bringing a friend, bring somebody that needs to know Jesus, because that's what's happening. We're seeing people come from death to life, and that's what we're singing about to begin with. So it's
so
a good night.
All right, Mr. David Crowder. Crowder's coming, Winter Jam, with so many other amazing artists. Thursday, February 15th at the Coliseum. You can find out everything you need to know. And, of course, it's just pay at the door. It's that easy. Bring a friend. God will honor that. We love you, Crowder. Thank you, brother.
Hey, always wonderful to talk to you. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
All right, can't wait. If you want to know more, it's on our website. It's already been there for a while. And you can also find out more about Crowder and his music on my Conversations link right now at star88.3.com.